Today, on the Success Journal podcast, a baker switches to selling fast food and earns some rapid rewards. And we'll talk to multimillionaire T. Harv Eker, who started poor and got wealthy.
Stop trying to reinvent the wheel. Just do what rich people do and think how rich people think. And so I didn't know what that was, and I began studying it. And literally within 2.5 years, I became a millionaire.
Then, meditation can lead to breakthroughs in self-awareness. Renowned author Cheryl Richardson says this can help reveal new opportunities for growth.
Everyone who comes into our life comes into our life for a reason. I really believe this. And especially when you start asking yourself, gee, I wonder why I drew this person into my life right now, or what can I learn from this person? What might they have to teach me, or what gift might they have to give me?
Plus, a dentist washes his hands and gets an idea that puts him in the green. All that coming up today on the Success Journal podcast.
The Success Journal. Inspiring success stories. Informative advice from leading experts. Helpful, practical tips to improve your life, enhance your career, and save you time and money. The Success Journal with Chris Whitting.
Welcome into the podcast today. It's great to have you here. I can't believe we're already on podcast number 5. And we're really enjoying it. We hope you are too. Hey, if you have to leave a voicemail message, and those can be so important for success, how can you improve the chances of getting a call back? Well, if you have to leave a message on the voicemail, there's a bit of a science to it. First of all, assume anything you say after the first 30 seconds will never be heard. Ideally, a voicemail message should be no longer than 15 seconds and have a single message and request a single action. It's even better if your message includes these 3 points. First, say this. Here's one thing I want you to know. Second, here's how this is going to feel when we're done. And third, here's one thing I would like you to do. If you can get those 3 things into 3 quick sentences under 15 seconds, you will have a big impact. And that's courtesy of Bill Jensen, author of Simplicity Survival Handbook. Well, before we get to our first interview, and it's a good one with multimillionaire T. Harv Eker, let's talk about a baker who switched to selling fast food. What teenager doesn't like to have a little extra spending money? Glenn needed some. His family was flat broke. Eager to make a buck, Glenn talked a relative into letting him use her fancy cooking stove. With a family recipe, Glenn started baking up pies and selling them like crazy. In no time, Glenn had some cash. He decided to make the food business his career, but pies took too long to bake. So he switched to fast food. And noticing there were lots of Hispanic customers living nearby, he decided to sell Mexican fast food. And soon, people were coming in droves for those tasty tacos. So who exactly is Glenn? You know his last name, Bell. His famous restaurant chain, Taco Bell, now has sales in the billions. Glenn Bell became a ringing success. We all want to have more money, to acquire what we need, to have a better lifestyle for our family, to be more secure. Our first guest today is a man who knows about wealth. He's T. Harv Eker, author of the best-selling Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. Harv, welcome to the Success Journal podcast.
Hey, thank you for having me.
As we begin, why don't we start with your story? Because when you finally got serious about it, you became a millionaire in a relatively short time.
Absolutely. You know, my parents came from Europe with the proverbial clothes on their back, no suitcases, no money, no nothing. And so when I grew up in my family, money meant survival, which meant that all my friends wanted to be astronauts and baseball players and firemen, and I just wanted to be a millionaire. And so I even left school at the end of the first year of college in search of my holy grail. And for the next 14 years, I basically struggled and was nothing but frustrated on that whole financial arena, even though I really wanted it as badly as anyone could possibly want it. And I finally met up with a friend of my father's who was a multi-millionaire. He gave me some advice. He said, if you want to get rich, Stop trying to reinvent the wheel. Just do what rich people do and think how rich people think. And so I didn't know what that was, and I began studying it, and literally within 2.5 years, I became a millionaire. The problem, however, was that 18 months later, it was all gone, and I was right back to the exact amount of money that I started with. And looking back at my passbook, at my bank passbook, I noticed I had come to that amount of money almost every single time I had made any. And so just the way serendipity had it, I was in the fitness business, and I knew about something called a set point when it comes to your weight, so a place where your body's just comfortable. And then I realized, oh, my gosh, we have a set point when it comes to our money. And I began working on myself in the same way that I've been working on myself to be a better father with some personal development techniques on my money beliefs and my money conditioning processes. And very shortly after, I became a millionaire again, and now I've become a multi-millionaire, and I've helped over 250,000 people now make that change on their inner game.
Oh, that's terrific. Now, one of the points you make in your book is that a surprising figure to me, 80% of individuals will never be financially free the way they want to be. Likewise, 80% will never claim to be really happy simply because they're not paying attention to what matters. They're, as you say, asleep at the wheel.
Well, absolutely. I mean, again, the most important step for everybody is to identify. Like, one of the things I'm well known for saying is, give me 5 minutes and I can predict your financial future for the rest of your life. How? By identifying your money blueprint. Each of us has a personal money blueprint already ingrained in our subconscious mind. And my friends, it's this blueprint more than anything else that will determine your financial life. So what I'm saying, Chris, is you can actually be the best at business. You can know everything about stocks or real estate. You can be the best at your job. But if your subconscious money blueprint, otherwise known as your set point financially, is not preset for a high level of success, you're never going to amass a large amount of money. And if by chance you do, you'll end up losing it. And that's the most important thing people need to realize, that they can know everything. They can have all the knowledge, all the skills. They can all have all the acumen. But if they, and they can work hard, but if their set point, if their money blueprint isn't set for high levels of success, it's not going to matter. You have to realize that we are all taught, we are all conditioned on how to do money. And unfortunately, most of us were taught by people who didn't have a lot of it or had a lot of emotional issues around it. Their ways of thinking became our ways of thinking and doing and habits. And pretty soon, we're modeling them and we're moving into their territory of wealth or non-wealth.
Sure. How many of us can hear our parents saying, I'm not made of money, money doesn't grow on trees, all those cliches. But
all those things are lodged in your subconscious mind and part of the decision-making files that run your financial life. And until you change those files, until you quiet the files, you're never going to get rid of those files completely, but you're just going to stop believing them. Examine the files in your mind around money, what you believe, what you think, what is absolutely sensible, logical, and normal for you. But hey, is it working? That's all. Because beliefs can't be true or false or right or wrong, but they can be supportive or non-supportive to your wealth and your happiness. You know, you have some weeds in the garden. Here's how to pull them out, and here's how to install some really nice seeds and plants that can grow to fruition to the kind of success that you want.
We're talking with T. Harv Eker here on Success Journal. His book is Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, the bestseller about the inner game of wealth. Have you heard about this free guide you can download that contains a list of top tools to make your business more efficient, secure, and profitable? Best of all, this ultimate business tool guide is now available to anyone absolutely free. How do you get it? Simply visit freebusinesstoolbox.com and grab your copy while they last. This guide has some of the very same online tools that we use every day in our business, and we recommend them. And yes, we do know that some sites offer you a special deal on something, but then they stick you into some recurring program or some other bogus deal. Well, this isn't like that. There's no hidden thing to try. BrightBiz is literally giving away this business toolbox completely free as a means of putting their best foot forward. But this is a limited-time offer. So grab your free guide today. Take your business and your income to the next level. Simply visit freebusinesstoolbox.com to get your free guide. That's freebusinesstoolbox.com. Harv, something you point out in your book is that if you ask most people how much money they want to earn, they'll give you a specific number. So, in effect, they put a cap on how much they want to earn.
Rich people get paid based on performance, and most other people get paid based on time. And if you get paid based on time, you have a limit on your income because there's only so much time and energy you can put into anything. Whereas if you get paid based on performance and on your results, whether you're doing it or you've created the system to do it for you or people to do it for you, you get paid on the results. And so, you know, you're not going to find very many wealthy people who have made it on a salary or a wage or an hourly pay type of thing. I don't care what they get paid an hour.
Obviously, in a lifetime, a lot of money passes through most people's hands, but they don't hold on to it. You tell a story about a woman at the mall who sees a purse and just has that instant decision, I need that, I got to buy that.
Exactly. Rich people manage their money well, and poor people mismanage their money well. Okay, no matter what money. See, one of the things you have to realize is, like you said, there's a lot of money that's going to go through your hands. And you can actually get financially free. I'm not going to say rich, but financially free on literally any income if you manage it well. At the same time, you will never be financially free on even the largest income if you don't manage it well.
Some people have said to me, well, if I make a lot of money, that means that someone else is going to do without, that they think there's not enough money to go around. But really, wealth is unlimited.
I invite anybody who says that to take a visit to the Mint one day and watch how many billions of dollars are printed every hour and tell me there's a lack of money, okay? The only question is who's getting that money. And let me tell you who's getting it. The people who are getting the money are the people who are adding value and solving problems for people. People say to me all the time, Harv, I just want to make a lot of money. I just want to make... And here's the thing. That's a bad question. The question isn't how do I make more money, because money is a result. So the question is this. How do you get paid? Why do you get paid? We get paid based on the value we deliver. We get paid based on business or in their own job. It's nothing more than a person who solves problems for people at a profit or for pay. I say it again. A person who solves problems for people for profit or for pay. Meaning you're nothing more than a problem solver. So how do you make more money? Solve more problems. Solve problems for more people. That's how you make money. That has nothing to do with taking money away from anybody. It has to do with helping the world, helping other people, helping things become more convenient, more comfortable, more growing. People feel better. People look better. Whatever it is, help people, and you will watch your money grow substantially.
And that's exactly what you're doing. You're helping people, and you are a multimillionaire.
You know, I made a vow when I wasn't doing so good there, Chris. I looked up to the sky one day and said, you know, guy, if you help me, somehow if I make this, I vow I will help other people make it in the same way that I did, because I can't tell you I felt so low about myself that in my own confidence and who I was, because I thought I had it in me, but my results were just dismal, and financially I just felt really inadequate in that arena, and that transferred to every other part of my life. And money isn't everything, but I certainly would, and I'm a financial evangelist. You know, I believe in getting rich, and the reason is for three reasons. Number one, for your own lifestyle and the lifestyle of your family, that's pretty obvious. Number two, I believe if you have the wherewithal to get rich, it's your duty to do so. Why? So you can help people who just do not have that wherewithal. And number three, for who you have to become in character in order to be successful enough in any endeavor to create wealth from it. And you have to be a very strong and intelligent, semi-intelligent and semi-positive and semi-optimistic, and a person who's a high confidence, high virtue in order to be the best at anything for you to succeed on such a massive level. So having a lot of money is really about growing yourself, because it's one thing to get it, but as I learned early on, it's another thing to keep it. And I didn't keep my money originally because I wasn't big enough to keep it. And once you handle the root, the fruits will take care of themselves.
Some great advice from multimillionaire T. Harv Eker, author of Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. Harv, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Still to come on Success Journal, renowned author Cheryl Richardson talks with us about the power of self-awareness. And then we'll share a remarkable story of a dentist whose clever product helped him really clean up financially. If you're looking for world-class website hosting at a fair price, the company we use at Success Journal is Pear Networks. Pear Networks hosts hundreds of thousands of websites, and why do we recommend them? Simply because they set the standard for excellence with a technical support staff that's second to none. Their support team will respond fast, and they always give you straight answers, and that's important. Plus, they have top-of-the-line technology, and that's why Pear Networks can offer total reliability for your website and a money-back guarantee. So, whether you're a professional web designer, a busy web marketer, or you're just getting a site online, Pear Networks has a web hosting plan that's right for you.
Log on and learn more at PAIR.com. That's PAIR.com. PAIR Networks.
We all have those coincidences in life, and we wonder if we're getting guidance from above, or is it just an accident of fate? Well, joining us is someone who probably has the answers to these questions, Cheryl Richardson, who's the author of The Unmistakable Touch of Grace. Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me.
First of all, let me ask, what led you to write this? It's a very personal book.
I have been so blessed with having written 3 best-selling books, having done a series on the Oprah show. I've been blessed with a lot of success that most people dream about, and it's been a wild, wonderful ride. And one of the real gifts of that success is recognizing what really matters. You know, and I've sort of known it all along, but it just got deepened over time that, you know, it's our connection to ourselves, our own spiritual core, if you will, our connections to one another, and our connection to a higher power. So after I had been, you know, living sort of a really busy, crazy life, traveling around a lot, I came off the road for a while and did a series of silent retreats and also began studying the common teachings of the 5 major traditions.
Now, you mentioned what you call spiritual change agents and that we all have those. Can you explain that a little bit?
Everyone who comes into our life for a reason. I really believe this. And especially when you start asking yourself, gee, I wonder why I drew this person into my life right now, or what can I learn from this person? What might they have to teach me, or what gift might they have to give me? See the people in your life from a different perspective, both the people who support you and love you and stand by your side, and also the people who drive you crazy or cause you pain or challenge you in some way. So, you know, at this point in my life, I see every encounter I have as a spiritual encounter with another human being, and you know, there are some people who play leading roles in the divine drama of our lives, you know, like parents or spouse or best friend. And there are some people that play more supportive roles, like a therapist or an accountant or a teacher. But when you start to see your relationships through the lens of grace, you get a very different perspective on why people may very well be in your life.
Now, if I'm listening to this and I'm a little skeptical, just tell us a couple of quick examples in your life of where you have found a guidance that was unexpected.
Well, I tell one story in the book, a simple story of back when I started my own business. I had left working for others to work on my own, and it was a struggle. I didn't have a lot of money. I was trying to make ends meet. I did it in a stupid way. I'd started out just trying to build my business on my own without having even a part-time job. And you know, after several months of trying to do that, things were not working out the way I wanted. And, you know, several times, as a lot of us who are self-employed will do, we'll think, you know, oh, just go get a real job. And one day in particular, I was feeling really discouraged. A project I had fell through, and I sat in my living room, and I thought, you know what, it's time to get a real job, Cheryl. This just ain't working. You know, throw in the towel and go back to corporate America. And just then my phone rang, and when I picked it up, this woman on the other end said, Faith. And I said, excuse me? And she said, Faith Richardson? And she hung up the phone. And, you know, it was one of those moments where I had chills run through my body, and I thought, oh, my goodness, I just need to have faith. You know, I need to just have faith and keep putting one foot in front of the other. And I was lucky. A few weeks later, an opportunity came my way that allowed me to continue on with my business and eventually take it to a whole other level. Now, if I were unconscious, I wouldn't have even made the connection between that phone call and my circumstances.
Tell us about meditation and that whole process, how that can help.
You know, we live in a world of duality. Science tells us that there's happiness and sadness. Every gain, there will be a loss that follows. Every human being has 2 desires, to be free from suffering and self-preservation. And yet we think that those things are going to be found in the physical accoutrements in the world, and they're not. The only way we're free from suffering is when we develop a stronger, direct relationship with God, however we define that. And one of the best ways to do that is through the practice of meditation. Great saints and sages have been writing about that for centuries, contemplative prayer. All of the spiritual practices talk about getting quiet. As a matter of fact, the early mystical traditions, which, you know, that sounds New Agey and woo-woo, it's not. It's the early Christianity, early Hinduism, early Judaism, was all about the direct experience of God, and we find that through the practice of meditation. And, you know, when you have that direct connection to God or that direct connection to a higher power, you know that tough stuff is going to happen in the world, but you have something to hang on to while it's going on.
Well, the book is The Unmistakable Touch of Grace. Cheryl Richardson is the author, and you have a website, which is CherylRichardson.com.
That's right.
Thanks a lot, and much success with the book. It's a good one.
Thank you so much, Chris. Have a good day.
And let me add to what Cheryl was just saying about meditation. It's worth the time you put into it. Meditation's part of my daily routine, and I've found it's very positive. If you're thinking of trying it, I would just say it's a little bit like starting an exercise program. And what I mean by that is, at first, it might seem awkward or difficult. You just need to commit yourself to it and stick with it for at least a week or two, and then it will become something you really look forward to doing. And there's so many benefits to meditation, well worth adding to your daily routine. Well, we promised you a Success Journal story about a dentist who really cleaned up. So let's go with that now. Swing at an idea you just might connect. Maybe you've never heard of a dentist named William Lowell, but I know you've heard of his invention. Bill was kind of a neatnik, always washing his hands. He didn't think much about it till one day when someone invited him to play a game of golf for the first time. Back then, before you hit the ball, you'd set it on a little pile of wet sand to get a clear shot. Bill went crazy having wet, sandy hands while playing golf. So that night, he grabbed his dental tools and carved a little wooden prop for his golf ball. Others, such as a fellow named George Grant, had previously found ways to prop up a golf ball, but Bill's design is the one we're familiar with today. When Bill convinced a famous pro golfer to use his creation, sales really began to swing. Dentist William Lowell invented the wooden golf tee everyone uses today, and it put him in the green. Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode of Success Journal, and if you did, please rate and review our podcast on iTunes. It would really mean a lot to us if you could take just a moment to do that. And of course, please subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening. This is Chris Whitting, hoping you have a very successful day.